The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Tuesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sebilia, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Welcome back. Your dreams were your ticket out. Welcome back to that same old place that you laughed about. Well, the names have all changed since you hung around, but those dreams have remained and they've turned around. Who'd have thought they'd lead ya?
Who'd have thought they'd lead ya?
Back here where we need ya.
Back here where we need ya.
Yeah, we tease him a lot, 'cause we got him on the spot. Welcome back.
We're back.
We are back.
Hey, good morning. Here it is, January. Happy 2022. Unbelievable. Here we go into another year, into our actual ninth year on this radio program. Is that wild? I know. It's incredible, and thank you, because we cannot do this one day, one minute, one second without you. We appreciate you being there, and we're so grateful to all of our great family who are sponsors on this show. And most of all, to you for listening always. And so here we are, and now we go into it. And, you know, it's interesting. You say, what's the difference between then and now? Same old stuff. It's always going to be confusing. It always seems like nobody's in charge, you know. No matter who's in office, it ebbs and it flows. But we always come back, I think, to we the people. So you see the pendulum coming back. Now people are worried that it's such mayhem in Washington. It's been like that before. Well, you and I will get there and we'll settle it in a most respectful way. And I think we got to be smart too. And we'll talk about how we could do that, because now they're going to try to be inflammatory and they try to call names. They try to divide us. You and I got to stay cool, got to stay, in my opinion, under the radar. And then we could really bring back this country to greatness where it once was. It ain't easy, because they're trying to tear us down all over the place. I mean, I don't even know where to begin. With this booster for children now. And yes, we got a lot to talk about. We have a new mayor in New York, and our hopes are high. I don't know if I could just digress for a second there with Eric Adams. And he's great because he's saying, go to school, go to school, go to school. But he's also keeping the mandates of Mayor de Blasio. He's giving the mandates. You got to show your vaccine. And he goes, we have to live with COVID. Well, then throw out the mandates, Mr. Mayor. I really would. And if you see somebody attacked, you're going to call 911. A big, you know, Eric Adams is a tough guy. He's a big, tough guy. Get down there, run after and run into the fray. That's what I want to see, Cory Booker style. No, is that me? I want to see get up there and run right into it. You know, I think, Cory would have stepped right in the fray. I'm just saying. I'm alluding to when Eric Adams saw somebody being mugged on the street and he called 911. He's the mayor. And there was no one he had with him to go run after that guy. Anybody in the detail? He must have one other person. Hey, go after that guy. It was interesting. However, that said, and now I'm being picky, compared to de Blasio, Mayor Adams seems to be doing okay as far as at least saying kids got to get back to school. And there is the thrust of the frustration of the United States of America. No one knows what they're doing. With this virus, no one has any idea. And you and I both knew, once Joe Biden or whoever is running Biden, whoever did this puppeteer presidency, you knew it was going to be a mess. You and I both knew it. And now, look what's happening. What a mess. I'm supposed to give my kids a booster now? You can't tell me. You can't tell me. Does it stop? The vaccine doesn't work like they said it would. They lied to us. They lied to us about it. You could just say, look, it's better than nothing with the variant that was out there, pre-Delta variant, whatever it was, good old-fashioned COVID that killed all those people. And yep, Mayor and Governor Cuomo, put everybody in nursing homes. Now he's off the hook. Manhattan DA will not prosecute Cuomo over nursing home deaths in New Jersey. There was a payoff, and this happened right at Christmas break. $53 million given away to the families and veterans who of nursing homes who we lost in New Jersey. And Governor Murphy gave out $53 million to those families. And then Governor Murphy got on a jet and he went to Costa Rica for a vacation right then. And that ain't, I'm sorry, just to be bought, paid off like that. And what's happening in New York? What is happening? No, Governor Cuomo still, Andrew Cuomo, he ain't going away. I got news for you. I got news for you right now. We have not seen the last of Andrew Cuomo. I suspect he'll go after Tish James. He'll come back because they're afraid of him still. The Manhattan DA will not prosecute Cuomo over nursing home deaths. That's huge. That is huge. And also, the Albany County DA is dropping groping complaints against ex-Governor Cuomo. That's huge as well. And now what happened in New Jersey? They paid off the families. They paid what? That is that guilt? It was mismanagement. And now we're no, you know what? Where are we since this whole virus started? We're worse than ever. At least President Trump had a vaccine. And I guess if you took the vaccine during that tough time, it offset the effects of the virus so you don't end up in the hospital or you don't die. This is what they keep telling us, and that's great. Now, they were saying, and this drives me crazy, and stay with me, please. They were going, the unvaccinated, you're unvaxxed. You're unvaxxed. You have to get vaccinated. That's all we heard. You got to get vaccinated. Nobody gave credit, by the way, to Donald Trump. I mean, peripherally, I think Biden did it for a second. But they said, you're unvaxxed. You can't, you've got to get back. There is no difference between someone who's vaccinated, between someone who's unvaccinated, you both transmit the virus equally. So what is this vaccine doing? Was this whole thing a ruse? Did it help us keep us out of hospitalization, or did the virus just diminish to a point where it's not that deadly now anymore? I took everything because they told me. And I'm going to play a piece by Kennedy, who on Fox Business, she just gave it a breakdown like nothing else, and just hit the government right between the eyes. I'm not sure what the heck's going on with this. They don't know. And also, then we're talking about this doctor on a Joe Rogan show. Joe Rogan is an immensely popular, a great, they call it a podcaster, and like 40 million people listen to this doctor. Excuse me, I want to say that's great, and I'm so glad they did that. Now they think they're going to take Joe Rogan off of Twitter. Because why? Because he's speaking the truth. Rogan's speaking the truth with the doctor that he had. But we, at day one of this virus, had a guy on by the name of Dr. Stephen Greer. Oh, he's a nut job. You can't book him, Joe. You can't book him. He's a wacko. He said everything that this doctor, that Joe Rogan had on. Same exact thing. Games were played. The government has no idea what they're doing, what's happening with these vaccines. It's Stephen Greer, I'm telling you. And people vilified me for putting Dr. Greer on the show. He spoke the truth. Now, we have regular, but more acceptable doctors, if you will, and they're saying pretty much the same thing. The government has no idea what they're doing. They have no idea. And you and I are like, we're like test tubes. We're like, oh, well, let's try this. Let's try that. No idea. And we just want someone, a politician, to throw up his or her hands and go, you know what? We blew it. We have no idea what we're talking about. Dr. Marty McCarry, who speaks the truth, will join us in the 7 o'clock hour. Tonight, we got a great guest show, as always, courtesy of Joe Sebelia. Just incredible what's going on. And now we're supposed to get booster for our children. Are you going to tell me now, does the booster stop the virus? Does the booster, what are the stats? What are the statistics on the boosters affecting our kids? I don't know what to do. I don't know what to take. I don't know what to believe. And I'm done. We're being lied to. And they use this whole vaccination, unvaxxed vaccination. And what is the answer? Come up with a solution. When we had the Delta and the previous variants, when the original COVID, the Wuhan virus,
you know, you took the vaccine, I guess, to offset everything. And now when you had that, apparently that worked. The monoclonal antibodies worked. We talked about remdesivir. We talked about ivermectin. There's a number of other drugs now that you can use. Let's go to the therapies. Let's stop with vax and unvax. Stop with the games. Stop with the games. We talked about it on this show from day one. Hydroxychloroquine, you can't say that. You can't say that. Well, you know, the president says it. President Trump says it. He gets vilified for it. You and I are always ahead of the curve on this show. On this show. On our little show. And I am, no one, you know what? It's you and me. And we go, yo, you're on the radio? We're on the, I get no publicity. They don't stand up. I don't even see a billboard. You don't see any, we don't get a Facebook ad on this show. Yet you are, I say, not being a patronizing here, you're smart enough to listen because we speak the truth and we're very organic. And we have the answers on this show. Like Chaz Palminteri said, Joey, you are the answer. I love, that was great. Chaz said that, right? We know what we're talking about. This government is criminal. And I think that it's time somebody in the Republican Party stood up. They got to start, and forgive me, I don't want to be inflammatory myself, but what this presidency is doing, this puppet presidency is doing with Ron Klain and Susan Rice and all of these leftovers, you know, but bad leftovers, from the Obama administration, who want to reset, who want to just take away the country, and now they're running it. And poor Biden has no idea where he is or what he's doing. He really doesn't. They shuffle him in. They shuffle him out. He's a grumpy old guy. His stage of mental acumen, the dementia is taking over because you could see how he gets angry. I know those of us who have lived through it with relatives, you know, you see it. Yet they keep pushing Biden out there. And it's an impeachment. It's time for an impeachment, I think, with crimes against humanity. Start with the virus. Start with the border. Start with Afghanistan. Where's the guts of the Republican Party? Step up. Do something. Get in there and show your strength, for God's sake. Now they're infighting. Ah, please. That's why I'm an independent. Crazy. So let me do this, if I may, at 6:16. But the guys are here. We got a great show for you. We got Dr. McCary, who is just so knowledgeable, to join us. And we got Nick DeMauro from Law Enforcement Against Drugs. Joe Borelli is going to be with us. Douglas McGregor is with us. What's going on in the Ukraine? What gall do we have? What right do we have? What power do we have? What credibility do we have to tell Vladimir Putin what to do in Russia? You can't go in there. There'll be consequences. And Putin's like, yes, come on. Show me, Joe. You show me. You don't even know where you are. That's my Vladimir Putin impression. Thank you very much. So we'll talk about the death of the late, great Betty White and Andrew McCarthy as well on these legal issues with Governor Cuomo. Kennedy is a talk show host. She's a great gal. She was an MTV the disc jockey. What do you call it? MTV music jock, whatever they call it. VJ, right? VJ. That's right. I remember VJ. But let's take 2 minutes, and because I picked this up late last night prepping for the show. And she nails it about the virus. This is Kennedy from Fox Business. Joe, if you would, thank you.
Well, hello and welcome to a new and fantastic week. As you may already know, because I was ranting about it on Thursday last, I recently had COVID again. So the virus has once again become intensely personal. And now I'm pissed. Like many of you, I took all the recommended steps and took the necessary precautions. But like a fool, I figured if I had been previously infected and vaccinated, well, I'd be safe. With a normal virus that naturally evolved, that might be the case. If you've had COVID, you know it is extremely unnatural and doesn't feel like anything you've experienced. Even if you had it mild, you know it's still weird. I do not buy this did some less than probable species hopping and conveniently infected the most vulnerable populations on the planet. In my opinion, it is an engineered virus, and anyone who says a lab leak theory is conspiratorial speculation is full of guano. They all knew what could happen if an altered virus found its way into the world, and their worst dreams have been realized. This virus sucks. And you know what? The communist Chinese government sucks for covering up evidence, destroying samples, blocking access, and jailing whistleblowers who knew the sickly genie was clearly out of the bottle. EcoHealth Alliance sucks. Anthony Fauci sucks. Francis Collins suck. They all suck. And they all knew what would happen if a virus like this spread. And even the tests that are supposed to detect it, they suck. And they're almost impossible to access. My daughter tested negative at a clinic on a rapid test. The PCR was positive, but it took 10 days to come back. As a vaccinated person, I contracted COVID from another vaccinated person. So whoever is still chirping this godforsaken bug is being solely transmitted by the unvaccinated is also full of the hottest garbage, and they suck too. So what's the bright side here? The Omicron variant is so contagious, everyone will pretty much have it within the next 2 weeks. And once it peaks, we will glimpse something like normal. Tyra Grove Kraus, she is a fancy state epidemiologist in Denmark. She says we will have our normal lives back in 2 months. I will take it. I don't trust the people in power in this country. The arsonists are pretty much running the fire department. So if a rational and skeptical expert says we can resume our rituals by next month, I am on board the Danish Express. Anthony Fauci can take his fear-mongering, eternal masking and shove it up his puckering honey hole because he'll never unsuck. In the meantime, I'll keep chomping on elderberry gummies and sipping ginger tea until I feel somewhat presentable. And all I ask of this administration is to please put the screws to China and finally hold them accountable for this hideous horror show.
Amen.
And that's the memo.
Amen. That's Kennedy. Check her out on Fox Business. She has a great show, very independent-minded, independent herself, and just well-spoken. That pretty much says it all. And forgive me if the language was a little like we don't use on the show, you know, but maybe it wasn't as appropriate as it could be, but boy, did she nail it. Debbie Duhaime on the road for you. Good morning, Debbie, and Happy New Year to you, my dear.
Happy New Year to you, Joe. Did you enjoy your time off and, you know, this weekend?
You know, I did. We had, I tell you, all the kids, we did New Year's Eve at the house. So,
and
the kids came over. Joey was in the whole time.
Yes,
and,
I saw a picture. Yes.
Yeah, still with me. And we had an absolute blast. It was great.
Aww.
But to Kennedy's point, to my point, I'm worried who gets the virus, who doesn't get the virus. We want to get tested.
They don't know
what they're doing. You can't get tested. And I was just, it's so upsetting, but we did a quiet at-home New Year's Eve, and we just had the best time ever. You too, Deb?
Good. Yeah, I went out to dinner early, but like very early, so it wouldn't be crowded.
That's
and
right.
then, you know, and then I didn't do a lot this weekend. I'm kind of, this virus is crazy because,
right.
you know, it's like, which one of my nieces
right.
has it, then another niece got
That's
it,
right.
and now another niece got
That's
it. You're like, it's crazy. And they're vaccinated, like you
That's
said.
Exactly
it's just
right.
crazy
it
what's happening.
It makes no difference anymore. That whole vaccination theory
stuff.
Is out the window. Mm. Hey, and we'll be talking to Dr. McCarry about it, what to do. And we don't give medical advice, but we will hopefully have a line of thought, which would be far but greater than anything the government has come up with. 622, Debbie's on the roads checking out traffic. It's 2022 on AM 970. The Answer. Thanks, Deb.
Thanks, Joe. Let's go out to the Deegan southbound, slowing down by the stadium. An accident there was just cleared out of the way. Harlan River Drive southbound on the brakes, getting down through the 120s. And traffic slowing down on the southbound Whitestone Expressway right at Northern Boulevard. It's an accident waiting for you there as well. Garden State Parkway southbound slowing down as you get down through Saddlebrook. And over on 287 southbound, the ramp at exit 9 and Piscataway, a disabled truck there was just cleared. Now taking a ride to Connecticut, over on 84 eastbound, out past exit 11 in Newtown, it's an overturned tractor trailer. That accident happened around 1 this morning. Crews are still out there at the scene. W trains completely suspended. And over on the Q train, it looks like everything back on or close to schedule over on the Q train. Partly cloudy today with a high going up to 34 degrees. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
You have helped build MyPillow into an amazing company. Now, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to our listeners. That's you! And you know that MyPillow doesn't have the support of the box stores or shopping channels the way they used to. They've been part of this cancel culture, so they want to pass the savings directly on to you. You can now get the lowest price in the history of MyPillow for their classic standard MyPillow, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98, with your promo code JOEP. They also have queen size, regularly $79.98, now only $24.98, with your promo code, or king size, regularly $89.98, now only $29.98, with your promo code Joe P. Mike has also lowered the price of his MyPillow slippers to 40% off with the promo code 800-651-0798. 800-651-0798. Promo code Joe P. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, and use the promo code Joe P.
Have you or anyone you know been diagnosed with cancer after taking Zantac? There have been over 500 federal lawsuits filed against Zantac for failing to warn the public about the cancers associated with the drug. Cancer is not the only health-related issue stemming from the use of Zantac. Doctors diagnosed primary pulmonary hypertension and Crohn's disease in people who were also diagnosed with cancer after taking Zantac. If you feel you may have been adversely affected by Zantac, then call National Injury Bureau now at 800-741-4653 for a confidential case review. Get the compensation you deserve. Call 800-741-4653. Find out if you are eligible to file a claim. The settlements are being distributed. Submit your claim now. Don't suffer in silence. We encourage you to see if you qualify to file a claim with our free case review. Call 800-741-4653 now for your confidential Zantac assessment. There's no obligation, and you may be eligible to file a claim. Call National Injury Bureau now at 800-741-4653. That's 800-741-4653.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio telling you about Route 22 Toyota because we love Alex Kinsella. Iggy is my buddy, and we want you to get to Route 22 Toyota because they're paying more for your car than you would expect. They're paying over book value. Now, your vehicle is worth more than ever before because of the landscape in the automotive industry. And Route 22 Toyota is right there for you. They've been right there for you from day one on this radio show. You know that, right? 973-705-8905. 973-705-8905. You could call over there, speak with someone on Alex's team, get more than ever before for your current vehicle. You could visit them at Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or call 973-705-8905. You know, I was with I had to get my car in for oil. So Captain Frank comes over. Captain Frank is my buddy. He helps out. So what a great guy this guy is. And he helps out. Joe, what do you need? Ba-ba-bang. A former United Airline pilot, fourth degree black belt, former United States Air Marshal. Where does he go? Route 22 Toyota. Not once, not twice, three times he went back to Route 22. He brings his friends to Alex Kinsella and tells me every day, I love this guy. Alex Kinsella, my sister Carol, Al Gattulo, everybody goes to Route 22 Toyota. And now you'll get more for your car than ever before from Alex and the team at Route 22 Toyota. So you can call us 973-705-8905 or stop by Route 22 West right there in Hillside, New Jersey, or online at Route22Toyota.com.
Everybody knows this guy.
No, everybody knows he can do a radio show.
Joe Piscopo. Mornings, 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Joe on the radio. Carole King.
I feel the earth move under my feet.
Fired up this morning. Wanted to ease into 2022, but I see the inefficiencies of the government. I see the how they are trying to take advantage of us. I love you being the great citizen that you are of the greatest country on planet Earth, the United States of America. I know your patriotism. I know your love of country. And I appreciate, just as an aside, as we go into 2022 and start our ninth year on this show, I see the emails and I see the texts and I see the tweets and I see the posts on Facebook. And thank you. And I love you. I love you right back. And I appreciate it. They don't know. They're going to make, excuse me, they're going to make jokes about it. They're going to make jokes about this. They're going to make jokes about that. And they're going to say, nobody listened to AM 970 or Piscopo this, Piscopo that. What's Joe doing now? And it's, I got to tell you something. We are here and we ain't going nowhere. We are here and we are locked and we are loaded in a peaceful way. That is just a metaphor. Don't get excited because another thing while we're at it. That's another thing I want to talk is this January 6th thing. It's like I said when we did a couple shows on Fox over the week. We did the Fox Nation, Seven Fishes. Thank you for watching. And it was great to do it. But listen, if I may. So that then I said, I used the people that bum-rushed the Capitol. I said, well, these knuckleheads went into the Capitol. It's not an insurrection. You had knuckleheads. The point was, it's not an insurrection. It's not an insurrection. They wouldn't know an insurrection if they saw it in Washington, D.C. And then somebody said, oh, Joe, oh, I hate you now, Piscopo. You called us knuckleheads. You have to be smart. And when you have, stay with me on this. I've been trying to get this off my chest. And forgive me for getting right into it this early in the morning. But I love you enough and respect you enough that I have to do it before we go to the guys. Is if you're going to do something and you don't like the administration or you know that something was wrong during the 2020 election, you got to be smart about it. You have to beat them at their own game. If you go in and you haphazardly and instinctively and just with emotion rush through and let's just run into the Capitol, and then you had, curiously enough, and they've never answered this question, why did you have police officers saying, come on in, let's go in? What was that? And why, on the other hand, did you have people pushing police officers out of the way, disobeying law enforcement? That's my problem. And if you did that, yes, you are a knucklehead. You know, yes, you are. But if you're a peaceful patriot and you're frustrated, do you know that rally that day, there might have been a million people in Washington that day, more like maybe a half a million. Just we'll underestimate, maybe a half a million to support all that President Trump had done for the country. Listen to me. And I know, oh, Trump, this, deal with it. A half a million people showed up singing religious songs, prayers, God bless America. You had a few hundred people get crazy and they go into the Capitol. I don't know what happened. I asked the question on TV. I don't know if they used it on TV. I said, what did Nancy Pelosi know and when did she know it? It's like they knew something was happening. They knew it. It was a setup. I think it was a setup. I really do. And for you to go in, and if I'm with one of my kids, if I'm with Big Joey or something like that, and we're down there and we're at a rally, and I would never go to one of those things. I mean, I'd go to observe them so I could report to you in the morning, you know, but just to go to the one of that magnitude, but people went to celebrate. But let's say you're down there and you see people rushing into the Capitol. And you go, well, maybe not a good idea. Wouldn't you just go, well, you can't. Because you know what? They want to use it against you and I who love America. They're just trying to attack everybody, in my opinion, that loves America. This is not an insurrection. The true insurrection, in my opinion, this is my opinion. It's not Salem Media. It's not AM 970. This is Piscopo talking. The real insurrection was the 2020 election. That's how that was an insurrection. And it was a peaceful insurrection. And it was smarter than you and I. You and I thought we'll show up, we'll vote, and we'll vote again for Donald Trump because that's the only way you're going to upset the apple cart down there and all the corruption in Washington, D.C., and the deep state, and you'll vote, and then you will go. No, it doesn't work that way anymore. You have to be smarter, and being smarter isn't running into the Capitol and haphazardly running around. And I'm more offended that Nancy Pelosi sits in the chair than the guy with the horns. That offends me more that Pelosi sits in that chair as Speaker of the House than the guy with the horns. But it's illegal. All you do is send a terrible message out that makes everybody look bad. It was a mistake, and I'm not saying it might have been set up. I don't know that it was. I don't want to be conspiratorial here, but it might have been. And now, but the insurrection, and they're using that against us. So if you're a peaceful patriot, and you were just you were there at that rally, you know, when I use the word knucklehead, you can't go in. You have to be so smart. We have to have, and there should be now. People in Wisconsin, in Michigan, in Detroit and Milwaukee, they should be in Georgia, they should be in Arizona, they should be in Pennsylvania, they should be in New Jersey, and you should have people like Glenn Youngkin. That's the example you got to use in Virginia. He had the National Guard at polling places because these people who took back the country to their way of life, this reset situation, and these people trying to take over America, they are cowards. And the second you put a military person there, law enforcement there, someone watching them, they'll back down in a second because they're cowards. And to stick a guy like this, Biden character, to create a mess like this that we have in Washington now, they're cowards. We have to be smarter, and you have to be peaceful. Please, don't take the bait. Don't take the bait. And you see, and I don't know why, you see a lot of those people during the January 6th, as we come up to the year anniversary of that, you saw people go up to the law enforcement saying, how could you do that? Look what they're doing. Can go and do something, and the police weren't doing anything. So curious, so weird. What happened? What happened with that? So don't get offended. Just you have to be smart. You have to stand fast and stand strong. We've got the power. We've got the people. I believe we have the population to take back the country. I really do. There's enough of us like-minded who love this country enough to take it back. Be smart about it. And we have to, and that's the first thing I did when I talked to, and I talked to some buddies, and they said, hey, I said, look, you got to go in. You got to be at the polling places. You got to go to the swing states. You got to be there. You got to be in Chicago, Illinois, man, because they're going to try to stuff the ballots. They're going to do it all over again. It's going to be a Stacey Abrams thing all over again in 2022 if we're not careful. If we're not careful, they will slip this old codger in there again, this guy Biden, because they put him on a set. You could tell we've been off for a while. I'm sorry. I'm all pent up with all of this. They got. Listen, they put Biden on a set. It's a set. It's a manufactured set. It's not even the White House. It's in the executive office building. And they shuffle Biden down the elevator under the tunnel. And they put him in a set. And then they put snow in the background because it snowed yesterday. They better change that visual in the background. That is fake. It's false. It's as false and fake as this presidency. And they just run with it, and the press doesn't address it. And you and I, we've been addressing it for 9 years on this show now, going into our ninth year. We're the ones who told you about the virus. We're the one where it came from. We, on this program, on the Piscopo show, we told you where the virus came from. And you know it. To credit to Mr. Gordon Chang, who told us it came from the Wuhan Institute of Virology. Boom. Now you go, like Kennedy said, you go there to Wuhan, and you should, you know what? We should have reparations. You know what? There should be a class action suit against the communists of China. There should be a class action suit from all of us. I had one girl tell me, I know we got a break. I had one girl tell me yesterday, I'm talking to her about plowing my driveway when it snows. So the girl says, Joe, can I talk to you about something? I said, yeah, absolutely. Nice gal. You know, I lost my father to COVID. And I said, yeah. And I go, what happened? I said, how old was he? 79 and a half. I go, oof, that's too young. I said, what happened? Well, he went in and he had COVID. And then her husband's like a nurse or something, you know. And the nurse said, don't put them in the hospital because they will put him on a ventilator and that will kill him. It will exacerbate the virus. See, that's what we talked about that on the show. Credit to Stephen Greer on the show as well. With the ventilator thing, it was all a ruse. It was wrong. What am I going to do with 400 ventilators? Yeah, exactly. So, but Donald Trump said, you want ventilators, you get ventilators. Ventilators sometimes hurt more than help. They didn't put him, this guy came through it, and he was okay. All of a sudden, a couple of weeks later, he goes in, and he has all these after effects after having the virus. That's what insinuates to me, as Kennedy insinuated. Gordon Chang has not verified, so you have to give Gordon Chang the credibility because he knows China better than anybody. But I think this is a manufactured virus. It's got to be. The molecular structure of the virus has to be manufactured. It can't keep coming back. It can't keep coming back like this. And I want to know what Fauci knew and when he knew it. Because we gave money to the Wuhan Institute of Virology. This poor gal's husband died, and it was COVID, quote-unquote, related. It came back. It got his heart. And then I lost a friend. And a big shout-out to my buddy that I used to work on the garbage truck with, Kim England. What a great guy. Big guy. I went down. They gave me an award in the Pinelands of Jersey, baby. You want to talk Jersey? I'm talking about everybody goes, Jersey. They rest stops this, rest stops that. You're talking to Jersey right here on the radio. I go down. They said, Joe, we want to honor you. And I don't pull any star trip. I go right down to the Pinelands and the Pine Barrens with my buddies who I worked on the garbage truck with. I went in there, and Kim England was one of these guys. We would sit there. We had a blast. We had a great time, as good a time as you could have picking up garbage, man. And we worked hard, and we laughed, and we had fun. And he had some underlying issues, but then COVID got him, and he died. Kim England, my buddy. So rest in peace, Kim. I'm thinking about you. I'm talking about you. Your legacy will live on in all of us, my friend. We lost, and it's just the mismanagement of this virus, the mismanagement of the medical community. It's inexcusable. We are the United States of America, and it's about time someone stepped up. And you and I, we're going to be quiet, we're going to be under the radar, but we're going to be forceful, and we're going to take this country back. And we're going to put people in position that know what the heck they're doing. They're not going to go on a private plane to Costa Rica after you killed 119 people in nursing homes who were veterans and then pay them off in New Jersey. And then be excused in the state of New York for killing other people in the nursing homes. Time to take it back. And boy, we are fired up as we go into 2022. It is our time. Al's back with the headline news right here on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
19 degrees at 6:38. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. This report is brought to you by Invite Health. Governor Kathy Hochul is proposing term limits for New York governor and other statewide elected offices. Hochul wants a limit of 2 consecutive 4-year terms for governors, controllers, attorney generals, and other positions. She's expected to talk about it during her State of the State address on Wednesday. She's also proposing a ban on statewide elected officials receiving outside income in most cases. This follows recent controversy over former Governor Andrew Cuomo's multimillion-dollar coronavirus book deal. Councilman Joe Borelli will be on at 8:25 to discuss this, among other things, with Joe Piscopo. Governor Murphy says he's taking additional steps to keep students safe in school. The governor says schools will start implementing the test-to-stay option so schools don't shut down. Murphy says the state has no intention or plans to shut schools and that remote learning is suboptimal. There are more than 1.4 million students in New Jersey and more than 3,500 school buildings. In sports, the Nets dropped their third game in a row after falling to the Grizzlies 118-104 in Brooklyn. Rangers slid into the top of the NHL standings after grabbing a third straight win with a 4-1 victory over the Oilers. Seton Hall hopes to snap their two-game skid when the Pirates visit the Butler Bulldogs tonight. Pregame at 7:30, tip-off at 8. You can listen to that game right here on AM 970 The Answer. This has been the Invite Health News and Sports Report. Try their Blue Granite TX Liquid Beverage Enhancer today. Buy one, get one free for a limited time. Call 800-694-2345 to get the nutrients your body needs in a fun, delicious way. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Hey, good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. Let's go out to 84 eastbound in Connecticut, getting out past exit 11 into Newtown. Accident in the left lane. It's an overturned tractor trailer. Happened in the construction zone around 1 this morning. Crews are still out there cleaning up. Let's see what's happening as you take a ride to the southbound Whitestone Expressway, moving slowly by Northern Boulevard, but an accident there was just cleared. Northbound Van Wyck slowing down up toward Hillside Avenue. Eastbound Gowanus slowing down through the Prospect. Eastbound BQE heavy right up toward the area of Cadman Plaza. Traffic is moving solely on the Harlem River Drive southbound through the 120s and over on the thruway northbound, the rapid exit 1 getting into Yonkers. It looks like crews are working on a salting condition there, salting and sanding the road because of a broken water main over there. And watch for some stop and go traffic on 287 South exit 9 in Piscataway. A disabled truck just cleared from the ramp. Partly cloudy today, high going up to 34. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970. The Answer.
Sponsored by Nature Valley. Nature Valley sweet and salty bars help you make the most of your outdoor time. From the backyard to the slopes and anywhere in between. Enjoy a sweet and salty bar wherever you are. For every adventure, there's Nature Valley.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world one life at a time.
The product's super. I've heard about Balance of Nature for some time, and I just thought I'd get involved. And so when I did, I started taking it, and I saw a difference. It kind of balanced out my health, if you will. So my doctor was pleased with that. He said, "What are you doing? What's going on?" And I just shared. I said, "Well, I'm taking this extra thing called Balance of Nature." And he said, "That's good. That's good." So I admonish all people that have some type of health issue, you know, try it. It really helped my health, and I know the product works.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code Joe.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio telling you about Tunnel to Towers Foundation. I love seeing Tunnel to Towers Foundation and the announcements they have on TV. I know you follow those, and my heart breaks and is just seared by what some of these Gold Star families have to go through. So we want to tell you about the Tunnel to Towers Foundation's 9/11 Never Forget mobile exhibit. It's a tribute to all those who lost their lives on September 11, 2001, and who have died since 9/11 with 9/11-related illnesses. This high-tech 83-foot tractor trailer transforms into an 1,100-square-foot exhibit. It's a tool to further educate people about 9/11. Welcomed around the nation, the memorial provides interactive education. It includes artifacts such as steel beams from the Twin Towers, videos and recordings of first responder radio transmissions through interactive guided tours. FDNY firefighters provide first-hand accounts of the day and its aftermath. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation is committed to ensuring America keeps its vow to never forget. Its mobile exhibit has traveled to nearly 50 states and Canada and has welcomed over 500,000 people. Visit it, please, at a city near you and join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good and to never forget. Donate, please, $11 a month at t2t.org. It's T, the number 2, and then t.org. And God bless you for helping out the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
The Relief Factor Pain-Free Studio. Say goodbye to pain and hello to relief with Relief Factor today.
If it's happening in New York, New Jersey, or Long Island, hear about it with Joe Piscopo. Mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio. It's a quarter of 7 o'clock. We are back. We are live. It's Tuesday, January 4th, 6:44 in the morning on AM 970. The Answer. Joe Sebelia is back. Albert is back. The team is back. We got the band back together. Debbie Duhame on the roads. Kara's doing graphics. And Albert, welcome back.
Good morning.
After you've been gone about a month. Has it been about a month?
About a month.
Seems so long.
Feels
right?
Like that.
Oh,
man. Joe, I still have a job.
Joe Sebelia, I was dying to know, Joe, on a much lighter note.
Yes.
I've been fired up. You can see I've been pent up wanting to talk about all the issues of the day because
no.
I see as you're being lied to. Like I feel it. I feel like you're being lied to until we speak the truth on the radio show. But, Joe, you got to tell me about New Year's Eve. Joe went on a dating site.
Yes.
And it was a New Year's Eve with a singles dating site. I don't want to use the word. Like, were there? I don't want to say losers because that's kind of
losers.
Cruel,
but I'm a loser.
No, you're not. You're not. I keep telling you, you're not. What were you, give us the landscape of that. Did you go to this thing?
I did. So first of all, I got there. I was surprised how packed it was. There were a lot of people.
Wow.
Most of the guys were actually normal looking guys. But when I got
any women there? Any women show up?
Yes, yes. No, there were a lot of women there.
Okay.
A lot of women. About an even ratio. So I show up. The place is packed. And I forget that I'm rather shy, as it turns out. And when I go to these things, I'm really uncomfortable. So I stayed for about 20 minutes, and I had a panic attack. I said, I got to leave. And I left. After spending $85 on this, I stayed for 20 minutes, and I left, and I went to another thing downtown.
Because you know what? Because you're not a loser, Joe. You know what? You're not. No, that's great. Because I couldn't. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? I mean, where people, hey, hi.
Yeah, I
hey,
know.
You couldn't get a date either on New Year's? Well, neither could I. Let's hook up. I mean, what do you do, man?
They give you this awkward icebreaker to try and perform, and I didn't even understand how it worked. That's something to do with celebrity couples, and there was nothing about Joyce Bulafont, so I was just uncomfortable. I was just so uncomfortable.
You dropped the pole in, you would have been fine.
I know. Hello there, darling.
You should have gotten in as Paul in. And just to freak people
I
out.
I almost wore my ascot, but I restrained myself. But I didn't wear the ascot.
But did the people, did they look festive? Or did they look,
some looked very festive. And others, not so much. But,
I would be afraid to go, man. I would be afraid to go. But and it's New Year's Eve. But I guess even with the Omicron out there, people showed up, Joe.
Well, you had to be vaccinated. They asked for proof of vaccination, obviously, as they do everywhere in New York if you're going to go out. And,
because the vaccination works so well.
Exactly. So, it's the risk you take. But I felt comfortable because I just had the Omicron. Variant, so it's very unlikely that I'm going to go and get sick again.
I'm going to ask the dumb question here. Yeah. How did you know that you had the Omicron variant? Did they tell you?
The assumption is I have
the
Omicron
variant. I'm asking because I don't think there's a way they can tell whether you have one or the other, right?
No, but the assumption would be that I had it because based on the symptoms that I had, all that, more than likely I had the Omicron variant.
But do you have to test again? This is what's everybody so confused. Do you have to test again? Because then they say, well, you have to hibernate for 5 days.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
You have to, for 5 days, but then still, even after 12 days, you're still going to test positive. There's no answers to anything.
Well,
so if you take a test, you may read positive on your test.
Well, when I went to the doctor, they told me because I tested positive on my rapid test, and they allegedly performed a PCR test, but I still haven't seen any results from that, so I think that could be a myth. But I tested positive on the rapid test, so they told me do not get tested again for the next 90 days or so because if you do, it could come back. You could get a false positive.
So essentially, if you test positive, you have to be you have to not have symptoms for at least it was 10 days. Now it's going to be 5 days. We don't know what the what the ratio is. But if you don't have symptoms for a certain amount of days, then you can come back to work.
It's like 24 hours fever-free and your symptoms have to be improving.
So that's all on our own, but we don't get anything that's documented like a test because apparently it tests positive after all that time.
Correct.
Al, tell us about, before we break out, your experience. You went to the drugstore. That's hysterical.
So, you know, obviously nobody had any of these at-home tests. I had ordered the test from the state. We did it on the air a couple days before I was off for almost 2 weeks. Yeah. And the test did not arrive to my house until last week. Like, it was supposed to be overnighted to me. It took over 8 days for me to get this test. So my mother-in-law orders stuff from Walgreens all the time. She asked me to go pick it up. So I went to the store to pick it up. I walk in. You go to the back by the film, you know, pick up pictures and stuff. Well, who does that anymore? The guy says, you know, yeah, we have this stuff. And I hear him answer the phone, and he says, no, we don't have any more COVID tests. And then I hear some guy from the back go, I think we have a few more. So I said, all right, I'm going to wait online. There's like 8 people online. I figure I might as well wait. Then I hear the guy, another woman say, no, we don't have any more tests. I'm like, all right. I get ready to leave. The guy goes, nope, I found 3 more boxes.
Oh,
I'm like,
God.
A score. I'll take 2 of those. Yeah, so it happened to be right place at the right time. I bought 2 tests. I took them home. But here was the other thing. So last night,
We're selling them on the air for $19.95.
So last night, I see this story from CBS News about this one company that before the pandemic started, they were doing stuff like hair loss programs, ED, all these other, you know, ancillary, you know, things.
Yeah, sure.
And then they started selling these COVID-19 tests. Now, it's a different test than the rapid test. It's the... It's one of these where you put it in a nasal swab, you put it in this solution, and then you send it back. You're supposed to get results in 2 days.
You send it back in?
Yeah, you mail it back in, and they send you the results in 2 days. So I said, let me just go to the website, because they said, oh, we have hundreds of kits. Yeah. Let me tell you something. 10 seconds, I got on, 3 clicks, bang.
Wow.
I'm supposed to be getting – I ordered last night. I'm supposed to be getting the tests today.
Yeah.
So that's a pretty good thing, and they were $30 a test for 2 tests.
Yeah, you know, I hear you. And I went on Amazon and I got a couple tests, but I don't know what's real. I don't know if we're being scammed.
Well, this one is FDA approved, so that's why I got it. If it wasn't FDA approved, I wouldn't have ordered it.
Why and how? And you know, we're going to
Denny. This is where the government has dropped the ball.
That's exactly right.
100%.
Why and how? Why and how do we not have all tests in Walgreens? When Donald Trump said we're going to have vaccinated, you're going to be able to get vaccinated in drugstores, that happened.
But Joe,
it finally happened under the last administration. What happened? Why can't we get tests out there?
Now he said,
Biden goes, we're going to have 500 million tests out. Excuse me, here it is, the new year, it's 2022, Biden. Where are you? Where are the tests?
Joe, scientists, doctors all told the president over the summer, could be a surge in the winter.
That's
we should
right.
be prepared for
That's
it.
That's right.
He never prepared
That's
for
right.
it. That's a big problem.
Yeah, it's so true. It's so true. And his little White House set in the executive office building down there. It's so bizarre. Hey, Debbie's out there on the road. Step. Well, and then what happens if and the Omicron it's going to have as you listen. I'm going to tell you, I'm feeling it's going to, by January, it will peak and it will die out. But everybody's asking the same thing. What's going to happen next? Aliens. Mm. I think aliens. I think it's going to be Independence Day all over.
Oh, anything can
get
happen.
Get Jeff Goldblum on the phone, please. Thank you.
Oh,
it's going to be like,
please.
you know, anything can happen. A meteor, God forbid. I'm afraid to even think about it.
Oh, my Lord. It's crazy. And like what Joe Sibilia was saying about like the symptoms, how they're different Delta.
That's right.
And the Omicron.
What are they?
You know, it's so scary.
I know.
And my
I know.
Niece works in an ER, and she was saying a lot of people are coming in with serious symptoms still. So it's definitely scary.
Yeah. And I know we got a break, but I had a cold. I never get a cold. But I'm telling you, I'm strong because of all the antioxidants I take. I've been going nonstop. But then I'm thinking, well, maybe I got something because I've been out and about. I don't know. And then when you test, it's not you. Those tests are not reliable. What we have, it's the 21st century. Give us a test that is reliable that we can do at home or that we could walk into. Inexcusable. That. Hey, we'll get there. So help me God, we are not going down. They think they could extinguish. You know, people who are independent thinkers, and they think they can get extinguished in the human race, and that's not going to happen. 6:53, Joe and the Radio Debbie's on the roads on AM 970. The Answer. Thanks, Deb.
Thank you. You can go for the PCR test. You have to wait 2.5 hours, but, you know, that's the way that goes. Let's see what's happening on the B&W train, suspended with staff shortages. 7 train, watch for delays with an investigation over by Vernon Boulevard in Queens. Let's see what's happening. Garden State Parkway North at 140, an accident in Union, and problems continue on 84 eastbound out past exit 11 in Newtown. It's an overturned tractor trailer. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
What are your 2022 business goals? Simplified IT? More security? Dell Technologies has the expertise to help you. From transforming your digital workspaces to providing comprehensive end-to-end IT solutions. Get high-performance computers featuring Windows 11 Pro with powerful hardware-based security and savings up to 45% during Dell's New Year event sale. Get special financing through Dell Financial Services. Call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL.
I know you've been waiting a little bit longer than normal.
Jen's manicure spot needs an extra pair of hands.
Who's at the front desk right now?
Someone who's handy with everything from nail files to spreadsheet files.
Deidre's not coming in today, but we have that whole bachelorette party.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
The following is a paid political announcement.
Hey, you. How's the cold?
Ugh, I'm dragging.
News is on. Maybe...
The news makes it worse. What really makes me sick is professional politicians like Kathy Hochul.
Yeah. I saw she decided she knows better than the 1.6 million voters who said no to playing games on voting and redistricting.
Yep. And then the legislature went there anyway.
The Daily News demanded Hochul veto that end run around the voters. She refused.
Hochul. Who voted to make her governor?
Nobody did, dear. She's just Andrew Cuomo's parting gift to New York.
Wow. Now Hochul's pushing to make voting even less secure.
The kind of thing voters just rejected.
That's because Kathy Hochul doesn't give about what voters think.
Gesundheit, dear.
Tell Kathy Hochul to keep her hands off your vote. Paid for by Save Together NY, Inc. This communication was not expressly authorized or requested by any candidate or any candidate's political committees or any of its agents.
It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
Cold today, sunshine mixing with a few clouds, high 36. Increasing clouds tonight, though 33 in Midtown. 20s in most suburbs, but temperatures will slowly rise later tonight. Cloudy tomorrow with a little rain at times. That rain can freeze on surfaces early in some northern and western suburbs, where there briefly can be a little sleet and snow mixed in as well. Our high late tomorrow, 46. Thursday, intervals of clouds and sun, high 40. AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio telling you about Relief Factor. Thank you, Joe Lumberg. Relief Factor, 1995, the 3-week quick start. I'm watching the bullfighter ad. You know the guy with the bullfighter? You see that? He's a bull rider, but not a bullfighter, not a matador. It was the guy that rides the bulls at for Relief Factor. And they got Relief Factor on the chaps. Man, this guy gets on a bull, man. I tell you, you know, if Relief Factor gets that guy out of pain, and I'm telling you, then we can get you out of pain. And with me, too, with all that I've been running around, like this week, it has been nuts, you know, with the driving back and forth and going and doing the whole Christmas holidays right through New Year's. I've stayed religiously taking Relief Factor. That 3-week quick start started me for 1995. I was out of pain in 5 days. Let's see if you can get out of pain. And I see the hundreds of thousands of people have tried Relief Factor. I see the numbers. 70% go on to order more. Check out the 3-week quick start, please. It's only $19.95. You can call 800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF. Relief. You hear more about this offer, feel the difference. You will love, by the way, the folks at Relief Factor. Or start here, please. ReliefFactor.com. Joe on the radio. We got a great show for you today. Andy McCarthy's right off the top of the hour. We're going to talk about what's happening, how Manhattan DA will not prosecute Governor Cuomo over nursing home deaths, and the Albany County DA, New York State, that will drop the groping complaint against Andrew Cuomo. Cuomo still with power. James Carafano from the Heritage Foundation. Dr. Marty McCarry, John Hopkins physician. He will talk about this what's going on with this Omicron, this ridiculous variant. What's our next variant? Now we hear there's a French variant. Really? Joe Borelli's going to join us. Nick DeMauro, Colonel Douglas McGregor, Joe Piscopo on the radio. We're fired up, but we're coming right back.
News, opinion.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.